centers of America can do that. We are in network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477.
The time has come to be refreshed, to be restored, to be renewed. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference is coming up. Save the date. Friday, May 2nd. And Saturday, May 3rd, you'll want to bring your mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends to this weekend of worship, teaching, fellowship, and more. The theme is The Authentic Woman, Embracing Who You Are, The Resurrected Woman.
I'm expecting so much for God. I want all the healing. I want all the joy. I want all the laughter. And then I want my cup to run over so that then it began to splash on you. Because that's what the Lord is doing.
Returning as our conference speaker, Pastor Lisa Reeves of Detroit, Michigan.
What I'm saying is there's an urgency, women, and it is for us to know who we are.
You don't want to miss it, ladies, so save the date now, Friday, May 2nd and Saturday, May 3rd. Resurrection Life's Women's Conference being held at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. For registration information, call 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
See, this is what transformation is about. No matter how trapped we have been, how limited our past may have been, the Bible says that we are not to be conformed to this world, the limitations that people or that yourself or that society or even your past have put upon you. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may what? Prove with a life what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? But transformation is warfare. Because there's some deep stuff that can be in you. Amen. Thoughts, reasonings, mindsets, information that fights your destiny. All these things wage war or seek to block true transformation. How do you know you've not been transformed? We talked about this. Because what your the information or the knowledge you have does not equal your reality. You know this. You're not ignorant of this. You know that to be true. But it ain't true in your reality. It's not in your walk. Somebody over here say amen. It's not in your walk. Right? Come on. We're all in this boat together. But God wants to transform us. And I want to point out some things that have hindered our transformation. By the way, Pat got saved. Yeah, after smacking the devil out of me, God showed me, he said, you don't always have to cast the devil out. Sometimes I will overcome with my love. I could have tried to cast that devil up and broke all up too, like them other guys. But it was the love of God going back and treating her like she was a human being and humbling myself. And God showed me, look, this is how I raised you. See, sometimes we try to solve things or overcome things in our own strength. Say amen, lights. This is where most saints are guilty of. You have knowledge, you have understanding, you have gifts, you have strength, you have skills. And so you don't acknowledge God. Lord, I can get this done myself. The Bible tells us to acknowledge God in all our ways. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways that he may direct your path. So transformation is warfare. Say that with me. Transformation is warfare. Why is it warfare? Truth must gain dominance. It's got to gain dominance over everything warring against your destiny and your greatness. Whether you know it or not, you've been called not to be average, but to be great. I said just this last service, stop allowing average people to judge you. They're just average. No. You're called to greatness. Don't let that be your metric. The realities in the kingdom are shaped by three things. I want to just establish this before we go too far. Belief systems. What are your belief systems based upon? Remember, the devil doesn't mind if you stand with God in doctrine, but you stand with him in what? Let me say it again. The devil doesn't mind if you stand with God in doctrine. You know, as long as you stand with him in principle. Amen. That knowledge that you know is not working for you.
Amen.
He don't mind. It's vitally important. You see, call it cognitive dissonance, if you will. But you can tell even with yourself when you've not been transformed in an area of your life. You know how? Because you know things, but there's a conflict with what you know and when you get in that situation, how you respond. I know what the Bible says, but say it again. Right? What is that? No transformation. You know. Tell somebody, I'm glad God ain't mad at me. He ain't mad at you. But guess what? You won't rise or go any further until true transformation takes place. The reality of your experience isn't just a product of God's love for you. God loves us. Tell somebody, God loves us. It's not just a product of prophecy. How many have had prophecies? Right? As a matter of fact, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You read the word enough, the word will prophesy over your life. You speak the word out enough, you'll be prophesying over your own life. But it's not based solely upon it's not a product of prophecy necessary, and it's not just a product of the scriptures. It's, even though the scriptures say certain things about us, all that is true. But how real is that to you? Has it become a reality in time? Are you one that overcomes evil with good, or are you always overcome by evil? Are you one that doesn't get mad, you just get even? Tell the truth. Now, I've had this argument about the word Christian, you know, that it's not a good word. And, you know, it's prevalent in the body of Christ all over the world, Christians. But the word is no good. And I ran across it in the book of Peter. You see it maybe two or three times, I think, in the book of Acts and the book of Peter. But do the study, the Greek study on it, and you go to the Greek word, it'll show you. The word Christian was first called, the saints were called Christians at Antioch. It wasn't because they were Christ-like.
Amen. Amen.
It was a derogatory term.
Amen.
And so Peter said, if you suffer as a Christian, because they call you a derogatory term.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it was. It still holds today, but people, because Christian, it's not what God don't call us Christians.
Amen.
Tell somebody, I'm a saint.
Amen.
Yeah, I messed up last week, but tell them I'm a saint still. I'm still a saint.
Amen.
You know, people use that term, well, I ain't no saint. No, we're called saints. Amen. Amen. That's what we're called in the Word of God, saints of God. Amen. Amen. Just mark that down. So your reality at any given time is a reflection of your belief system, your mindsets, and the quality or otherwise of your thinking. The quality of your thinking. How do you think about you? How do you see you? Where is your mindset? People often say, you're so heavenly minded, you know earthly good. I like to flip the script on that. You know earthly good. You're only as earthly good as you are heavenly minded. If you're not transformed in an area, and I'm just laying foundation again, you will see a conflict between the knowledge and the results of your experience. And I think I'm not guessing. I know everyone, some pocket somewhere in your life has need of transformation. Amen. Right? Amen. Tell somebody, I ain't ignorant. Right? We're not blaming it on being ignorant. No, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We ain't talking about lack of knowledge. Amen. You know.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to act.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to respond.
Amen.
You know how you're supposed to treat that other person.
Amen.
But yet, it's not ignorance, you just don't do it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And I'm still saying, yeah, you are. But you ain't going very far.
Amen.
Because you need to be transformed.
Amen.
You're missing out on another phase of destiny.
Amen.
And purpose.
Amen.
How many know God takes us from glory to glory?
Amen.
From strength to strength.
Yes.
Amen. Higher and higher.
Amen.
And you've been on that same level for a long time. Just coasting along. Just leave me alone. and you're going to be saved.
Amen.
You'll be saved. But that ain't what we're talking about today.
Amen.
We're talking about being transformed. We come about being transformed. When a believer claims to be receiving truth and light that brings liberty, yet no area of their life carries that glory, it's a sign that the missing link isn't necessarily the information or the word that's being ministered or received, but the reality is you've not submitted yourself to that information.
Amen.
Or to that word to transform you.
Amen. Amen.
Let me just put this out here. It's important that we understand it's not getting something. You know,
Amen.
People come to church, you get the word, but you never get it. The word is not something you get, it's something you receive.
Amen. Yes.
You don't get saved, God saves you.
Amen.
See, we gotta flip the script on this thing and understand there's a place of yieldedness.
Yes.
That's important. Saints don't see, we're oftentimes so involved at getting, you know, the way of the world, right? Conformity to the world. Get. You lose sight or understanding of how to yield.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Family Matters, a day